Today's shiur is sponsored once again by an anonymous donor for the atzlocha of his children. Anyone who would like to sponsor these shiurim is Esther, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a shiur or email Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN @gmail.com. Today we are up to in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chassid. Today's shiur is going to begin. Perek Gimel Seif Nun Vav. Perek Gimel Seif Nun Vav. If you're looking at an old print, Seif Nun Beis. In the new print, it's on page Ayin Gimel. We're in the middle of the halachas of Beirer. So he says, Asur L'sanein, one may not sift or strain, Oichel, food b'misanenes, and using a strainer or a sifter. Amanas lahar from the menu es hanoizlim hamutorim hasfugim bay. If his purpose is to try to strain out any liquid that is within the food, that's absorbed in the food, it's aser. Kegoyin, let's say you have tznimim or biskvitim. So tznimim is literally toast, or biskvitim is biscuits. So like, so think of it as crackers. You took crackers and you dipped it into milk. And now you're trying to squeeze the milk out of the crackers. Shesharu oisam b'seich mayim or b'seich chalav. Let's say you put in milk or in water. So you can't use something, a keli, a strainer, to sift the water out of it, to pressure the water out. But you can take your hand, you can squeeze the cracker with your hand, or the toast with your hand. To squeeze out biyad min ha'oichlas ha'noizel ha'mutorim, the leftover liquid in it. As long as you're doing it, because your cracker will taste better, it's too soggy, let's just say. So by squeezing it with your hand, the cracker, so that will make the cracker taste better. That's mutter. V'yasekein samal chasuda, but one should only do this right before the meal. Seif nun zayin. Oser l'sanein yirokais muvushalim kidei lahosir es hanoizel mehem. One cannot sift or strain cooked vegetables to get the liquid out of them. This is whether his purpose is to get the liquid out of the vegetables. For instance, like for instance, you have a vegetable soup, right? That you want to get the liquid out from the vegetables and drink the liquid. The other way around, if you want the cooked vegetables, b'li hanoizel. Or if you want the cooked vegetables without the liquid, so you want to strain the two apart. Kamaye says, "Amayim shegrisim nispashlam." Let's say you have groat, so you have something else that you cooked in the water. Or he says, "Aitapuche adomish espayru toichidei bishulam." Like when you cook potatoes, it very often happens if you let potatoes overcook, they start falling apart, and now you have the pieces of potato, but you want those potatoes, so you take those potatoes. You take a metal strainer or a plastic strainer, you turn over the pot, and you strain out the water, and you're left with these small pieces of potato. That's aser on Shabbos. That's beirer. The gam kan mutar lischeit biyad, but he says, once again, that's all with a kli. But with your hand, it's permitted to squeeze to squeeze out the vegetables that were cooked with the liquid, hamutarim shebehem, that's left over with it. Meaning, if the purpose is you want to get the vegetables to taste better, you want to eat them as solid vegetables, so you're squeezing out with your hand the liquid from the vegetables, that's permitted. V'yasekein samel chesuda, but once again, this should only be done right before the meal. Aval also l'soichtam amanas l'kabel es hanoizel, but it's also to squeeze out the liquid to get the liquid out of it, right? If you're doing it to get the vegetables to taste better, that's okay. But schita, you're going to run into a separate problem of schita if the purpose is to get the liquid out. Then it's no difference in squeezing olives and stuff like that. The star, he points out, that if you have whole potatoes in a pot, that cooked in a pot, that way you already said you're allowed earlier that you're allowed to remove the potatoes, because that's b'chal mad bayir. The case we spoke about before is, like I said to you, when the potatoes fell apart, because now it's small pieces, then your mom is separating two things. So that's awesome. Sif nun ches. Osir lesanein itriyos. Let's say you have pasta or noodles. Muvusholos menamayim shebehem nisbashlo. Right, you cooked a pot of macaroni, a pot of spaghetti. And before Shabbos, you didn't separate the water from the spaghetti or the water from the macaroni. You can't use a strainer or like a pot cover that has holes on one side to pour it out, to hold back the noodles and let out the water. Says since it would be normal to drink this water. Says you can't even put a cover on the pot. Says even if you're just going to use the pot cover, you're not going to use a special strainer or a sifter, but you're going to take the pot cover, and as you know, you hold the pot cover just on a small enough tilt to let the water out, but not let the noodles out. That's usur. Va'af usur l'shtamish l'tzeyuch zeh b'matzekes hamenukeves. Says you can't take a slotted or a ladle or a ladle that has holes in it. The reason why you're using this ladle with holes in it, or this slotted ladle, is that when you lift up the ladle out of the pot, you bring up the pasta, but you let the water seep back down, that's osur, right? Because once again, you're doing better of separating the liquid from the pasta. Aval bod kishekavanose rak lahavir boyse itrias a yoshim in akadir tzlach. Let's say you're just looking to take the pasta out of the pot. It happens to be that the ladle at hand has holes in it. And so you lift it up, but ve'ena shoyik de la fidom in a mayim. You don't hold it up long enough to separate the water out. Yeah, a little bit of water might drip out. But like he says in Kofayin Ches, if you hold it up for a while, then that's a psik reisha de nichle. That's aser, right? Because it's a psik reisha that water's going out of the holes and it's good for you. But if you just take it quickly, right? So less than shemaat min amayim izl. The fact that some of the water seeped out, the mice, it's not fully separated, and it's not the mice of bayir. You're just right now doing the mice of removing the pasta from the pot. That's mutter. Sif nun tes, in the old print sif nun hey, on the top of page ayin hey. Ein leishtamish b'machshir miyuchod l'hoitzos galine zesim. One should not use an apple korah or a olive korah. Something that removes the pits from the olives, or something that removes the center, the korah of the olive, of the apple. Gam im muftach she miktsas mi bosa pri yishar dovik begalin. Even though when you take an apple korah and you stick it down the center of an apple and you pull out the pits and the core, you always get some apple with it. So you might say, and as we saw earlier, there's times when bayir is permitted. One of the permissible methods, I should say, of bayir is when you're separating and you make sure to take some of the food with it. So one might think that an apple core should be permitted to use. Because yes, you're coring the apple, but you always take some apple with it. But since that's a keli that's miyuchid for separating the part of the apple that you don't want, that's a keli that's miyuchod for bayir. And as we said, one of the three criteria necessary, conditions necessary for bayir to be permitted, is it has to be done biyad, with your hand, not with a kli. So since this kli is in, so where we said, when the kli is an extension of your hand, we saw in the previous year, or like when you take out the ladle that happens to have holes in it, but you're not trying to separate it, that's just an extension of your hand. But you can't say that an apple core is the extension of your hand. That's a kli that's meant to remove the core. So that's also to do. Sif samach, mutter l'ishtamesh beberes mayim, sha'al piv muskenes misanenes. Let's say you have a water faucet, typical sink faucet, that has a filtration system built in, or has a filter on it. You're allowed to drink the water and open the faucet and allow the filter out. And we'll see, we saw a little bit about this earlier in this parak. I'll give some more details now again. He says, "Im nafla misanenes." What happens if this? Like you're using one of those like shmata pieces that's sitting over the faucet, and it fell off. So mutar lahachziro. You let even put it back on Shabbos, rak ba'ifin aray, in a temporary fashion, not in a way that it's going to stay permanently. Bli lekarech etiv. He says, "Don't wrap it on tightly." Shem chashash isabayna, because since your faucet's mechubel karka, this mamish chashash isabayna to mechubel karka. V'chein mutter lahavir mayim nekiyim derech mesanein, amnas laftiach shem yu nekiyim legami mekol lechluch. You could filter water on Shabbos just to make sure it's, 100% clean. But ochein, b'mokim shemakbid nishloi lushlois mayim loy sin and chila. But someone who's makbid, or in a place where people are makbid, not to drink the water without previously filtering it, kigoyin b'mokim shematsuim talon b'mayim, like in places like New York City that are known to have bugs in the water. And if you're makbid and your place holds it, that's considered bugs, that's usher. I'm not going to go into that machlokes now. Right, and you hold it's usher, then you can't filter water on Shabbos because you're filtering from usher to heter. That's mamish bayer. But if it's just that you like, you have a preference to have purer water, then it's mutter. But he says in a place where you would never drink the water without filtering it, ein l'shtamish b'mesanim l'filterim l'sin l'mayim, one should not strain or filter the water on Shabbos, elam kein shoyses amayim yishuz merbez l'kais. Except if you're drinking, you're putting your mouth under the faucet and you're drinking straight from the faucet. Because when you drink straight from the faucet, that's considered derech shtiyase. That's not derech bayir. Because it goes straight into your mouth, that's derech shtiyah. That's a derech achilo, that's permitted. But not most of us are not leaning over under a faucet to drink. And therefore, if you would not drink the water without filtering it, you can't filter it on Shabbos. Sif samach aleph mutter lishpeis benachas tamtzis teila teich hakreis. Let's say you have tea scents in a cup, and in the bottom you have the tea leaves. So gamim kavanosish leichnas lekreis alei teisha betamtzis. You don't want the tea leaves to go into your cup. So what do you do? You pour slowly the tea scents into your cup, not quickly, so that the tea leaves or the tea bag stay behind. That's permitted. Says, but if you're not going to be drinking the tea right now, then you should be careful to leave some liquid behind. As long as you're drinking it all now, you could pour it out as much as you want. You're not holding it back with anything. You're not doing a maisa bayir. You're just pouring it in a fashion where the tea bags, the leaves, will stay behind. That's permitted. We'll continue the next year. Today's shiur is sponsored by Yid Feischus, for Atzlocha, Feis Talmidim, his children, for Talmud Torah. Anybody who would like to join us in sponsoring these shiurim, making them available to the public free of charge, making these podcasts available a couple times a week, should please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a shiur or email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com.